The team split up somewhere in blue, somewhere in white, and the scrimmage underway. And so we'll get Amanda Shelby over here and put a headset on Amanda. We'll even let you sit down, Coach. Oh, thank you. Amanda Shelby joined us, and she is the coach of the Lady Vols in her fifth year. And kind of strange to be watching from this perspective.
I know it is. I may enjoy this more often. Maybe we should try it. If they do really, really good, we'll do this for the rest of the year.
We can do this, yeah, sure. And tell us a little bit about your new coach, Tom Dalton, assistant coach.
He has been working with the men's over at SIU for about 3 years now as a manager. And, you know, he's really wanting to get into the women's side. And, you know, we had this opportunity, and he jumped all over it, and he's been excellent for us. So the girls like him. I love him. And, you know, he's doing a great job so far.
And he does a lot of the things for you. How has this ball club, they've come in, they're getting ready for the Jamboree this weekend, so they're about to play another team. How has this club come along?
They're coming along really well. The main thing about it is that we all are, like, gelling together. We're all getting along. We're enjoying ourselves on the court. And every day in practice they come and work hard, you know, catching on really quickly. We got a lot of leadership this year, which we were lacking last year. And so far, so good.
You got a pretty good mix of veterans, people who played last year, and newcomers.
Yeah, we got, you know, the five coming back from last year, and then we've got two transfers, so that helps a lot. So, you know, seven sophomores, and then the rest of them are freshmen, and, you know, it means a lot when you have sophomores who can really step up and help.
And any major rule changes this year in the women's game, Coach?
The shot clock will reset to 20 seconds instead of a whole 30 on a missed shot. So that's going to be the one, the biggest, but everything else is the same. Three-point shot will still be the same. Now, next year they'll push that back, but right now that's the only thing that's a big difference.
Yeah, I had to talk about Emily Holmes, who made 10 threes in a game last year, and we talked about that and watching her warm up. Has her distance increased a little bit, or is she still? I mean, she's almost deadly from anywhere.
Yeah, she is. I mean, when she's on, she's on. Twice last year, well, there she goes.
Boom.
So, yeah.
Wow.
That was an NBA.
First three of the season right there.
Yeah, we need a lot more of that. We need to keep that going. But, yeah, you know, last year she broke it the first time with 9 at Shawnee, and then at 10 the same night that Jonah made 10.
Jonah Jackson, right.
So, you know, that was a pretty cool night. And hopefully, you know, maybe she get 11 or 12 this year.
Yeah, and it's amazing, too, when and you were a pretty accomplished high school basketball player, too, in college, that when a player gets in that zone in a ball game, just like it was just natural out there. She mm-hmm. caught it. She's out there on the floor, boom, shooter's got to shoot. Huh?
You see nothing else but the rim, you know. Yep. I mean, you can have 20 people out there in the court. You never know. You're just going to sit there and shoot and stroke it. And she needs to do that every single night for us. And, you know, if she does that, we're going to be pretty darn good.
Yeah, and of course, this is rather unique what we're doing. You've been on Talking Ball Sports many, many times, but this is live media day, live scrimmage, something that was kind of the brainchild of Greg Sterrick and Ron Hines. And we kind of collaborated on it, thought it would be fun to do. And, you know, we announced the players, and then now they get to watch, the crowd gets to watch the scrimmage, but they get to be part of it. And I think, you know, people want to see the players. They want to see games.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, we have a really nice crowd for, you know, a cold, rainy night. And, you know, especially for the first time doing this, this is really nice. I've enjoyed it so far, and we've only been, doing it for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
Young lady just won Strickland from the outside, and I've watched her in practice. She does a good job, and that's Bianna Snorton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a freshman from Christian County down in Hopkinsville. She comes in, she can drive, she can shoot, and she just, you know, is always trying to work as hard as she can, and, you know, she's a great freshman to have on this team.
There's Emily Holmes again, going to drive, again, kick it back out. Is this something as players? It's kind of, I mean, I would imagine that they're excited about doing this, but is it kind of tough to come out and play, you know, because you're sitting here, so they're not hearing you.
Yeah, out of,
might like it better, but I'm just saying as a player standpoint, you know, to come out and just to play, they're still playing each other like a practice or a scrimmage, but this is a little different with people in the crowd and the scoreboard on.
Yeah, it's still, you know, they've been giddy for the last couple of days, so they knew this was coming because, you know, it's something different when you put your uniform on, when you get in front of the crowd, you got real referees, and, you know, it's just something totally different. I mean, yeah, we're playing each other, but it's different in the same way.
Uh-oh, there's Holmes again.
Nope.
Yeah, that was close, though.
Yeah,
it's
close.
And she's, you know, and that's a thing that I think maybe has changed a little bit more with the women's game is we see more of the three-point shooting maybe than we used to, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you see a lot more just in general guard play than post play because, I don't know, all the post players are going to Division I no matter how tall they are. But, yeah, three-point is very big. It's either, you know, three-point or drive to the basket anymore.
Yeah.
The mid-range has really gone away. But and if you can develop that, you're going to be very highly recruited.
Yeah, yeah. I remember a Logan player a few years ago, and Ron, we probably can't pull his name up, but he had this move where he would drive hard right to the elbow and pop up. He'd get a shot off every
mm-hmm.
time.
Yeah.
You know, and it'd be amazing now because on the highlights of ESPN and everything else, all you see is...
You don't see that.
Right. You see the dunks or the threes.
Yeah.
Never anything in between.
Well, you remember McKenna Miller.
Oh, yeah.
She had that, you know, great, you know, mid-range game.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's something that's a lost art anymore.
Yeah. Now, you've watched the team go up and down for a few minutes. Now I'm going to ask you your critique because they don't have you out there directing them. But what do you think right now?
Not bad. I mean... We need to fine-tune a lot of, you know, stuff, but they're getting after it. So, you know, they're trying to get up and down because we're going to try to start doing some more pressing and stuff. So we definitely get more in shape and stuff. But,
right. You
know, not so bad. I mean, hopefully this has helped get the nerves out a little bit
sure.
as well.
And we've got some media here. I saw Les Winkler, the Southern Illinoisan. We got you guys hooked up early for an early interview because – you know, everybody's got those early deadlines now. But, you know, and we have some media here. I've seen some other people here from Saline County and from Jackson County. So, pretty good idea. And we've got some people here in the stands. Like you said, we've got some folks here.
Yeah, it's really nice to have, you know, some fans. And hopefully they'll just keep bringing more and more people.
Yeah, and it's at the – I've been to games several years ago that for the women's game, this is a big crowd. But
It is.
It's a scrimmage.
I know. Hopefully we get used to these. I get like these at 5 o'clock.
Well, and I was going to mention that, too, is the fact that it helps the girls to get excited because, you know, if the men's team and the women's team are both doing well, you're going to have more fans. And
oh, yeah.
If the men's team come in and ranked number 3 in the nation and when people come out here and get exposed to the John A. Logan women game.
Hopefully they'll
and
come back to
They come back and they like to see it. Mm-hmm. And some people, you know, we do a lot of work at my other business with the WNBA, and some people say, and there's a couple of them here tonight, that I prefer to watch the women play to the men because it is more fundamentally, you know, pick and roll, the passing's better and things like that because they like to see the game more in its pure form.
Mm, yeah, which is really true. You know, you have to be fundamentally sound because we just can't go up there and, you know, dunk it. And, I mean, it would be nice if we could, but,
sure.
You know, it is what it is. And, you know, sometimes, you know, there's a lot of people that maybe never seen a women's game.
Right.
So, you know, they come out for the men's game here at halftime, you know, whatever, 20 minutes before, and they say, hey, check us out. And like, hey, this is not too bad.
Yeah, yeah.
You saw Zee Hallworth at the free throw line. She was the leading rebounder last year. Do you expect a big year out of her? She has talent.
Yeah, she's very talented. You know, I mean, 6'2", long arms. You know, she can get the rebounds, and she can score inside when she really puts her mind to it. So she definitely has come out and been more aggressive this year playing and practice and stuff so far. And, you know, that's something that she's going to have to keep continuing doing and, you know, being a leader and, you know, getting after it. But the sophomores really have stepped up this year, it seems like, to really be focused and have more leadership and, you know, helping these freshmen come along a little better than they did, you know, than they got treated last year.
It almost feels like we should be doing play-by-play, Ron. I feel almost out of place as Amanda does.
I know.
You know,
I'm trying not to scream.
I was going to ask you, are you going to, you know, because you said earlier, you said, well, make sure you got a beep button for me.
I'll just cover my mic real fast.
And then Ron and I are sitting here thinking, well, you know, and somebody blocks a shot or Emily Holmes launches a three, and I feel like we should be calling. And we've got officials here tonight. You just heard the announced. A couple of the guys are kind of.
First time we've ever done that one.
Yeah, and a couple of guys are going with the short pants look.
Well, they're college officials.
I didn't dispute that. I said they've got shorts on. I mean, the one guy looks professional out there.
Yeah.
But
he came prepared. The other two didn't.
Yeah.
Prepared,
well, maybe they just left their pants somewhere. I don't know. But you know, there's a nice trying to stay with it by one of the Lady Vols inside. And that's one of the things too, isn't it? That you said the bigs are always gobbled up by other people. And you know, I would imagine on the recruiting trail, it's tough to find bigs that aren't already gobbled up by other programs.
It is. It's very tough. I mean, you see 6 foot on a roster, that's the first thing you're going to go look at. And it could be 6 foot and 500 pounds. It doesn't matter. You see 6 foot, you're going to go check it out. And a lot of them will gamble on these kids, even though, you know, to me personally, I would rather take one and have them here for 2 years and they can play for 4 years.
Sure.
But it is what it is. But, yeah, when you find a post, you go after and try to get them.
But sometimes when you go to see a particular player, you end up finding another player on that squad that you have a good chance to get.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, sometimes it comes in, there's a couple packages deals, and you know, that doesn't hurt either. Because sometimes, you know, a lot of people want to play, that played high school together, want to stay together and play.
We talk about a lot of times at the Region 24 tournament, too, that people will come in to see one player, and then somebody else catches their eye. And that's always good for the kids that, you know, want to go on and continue to play. And I wanted to talk about, too, the mix of you've got some local kids, you know, that are back this year. Boy, that's a nice move there. And, you know, the Wright girl from West Frankfort, and you've got and she, I don't know what it is about her. But when I watch her, she calms me down. It's a steady, kind of a steadying force out there.
She calms me down just a little bit sometimes. She drives me crazy some days,
yeah,
too. But
yeah.
No, she's a great kid. She's really she's worked hard over the summer and gotten a lot better. She's more confident. Last year she struggled with the confidence at times, and you know, she just comes in and works hard every day.
Yeah.
You know, can't beat that. And then we got Q number 33 from Marion. She just comes in here, uses her body, gets in there, gets a rebound.
Right.
Great kid, works hard. Then you've got number 11, Kayla from Murphy, and then
got a couple
number
of 10, players from
yeah,
Murphy
number 10 real. Also, Emerald from Murphy. So, you know, we got four, you know, local kids, and there are four local kids that can actually come in and help us.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a good thing, too, that kids, you know, the way you coach, I mean, they're going to play,
yeah.
I mean, and they better be ready to play. And I think players like that. I mean,
yeah.
Knowing that you're going to get in and you're going to get minutes, and that's always going to be something that, you know, that gives you a little extra incentive.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, if you come to practice every day and you play, you work your butt off and you know you're not going to play, after a while you're just not going to do that anymore.
Right.
But, you know, when we get after the press, get up and down on defense, you know, if you're on the team and you can actually be productive, you're going to be playing.
I've been watching the matchup between Callie Wright guarding Emily Holmes, and Callie not letting her get very open up.
Mm-mm, no, she should know better. She's been guarding her for 2 years.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
she
learned
her
lesson in two
yeah.
years. There's players down on the floor fighting for the ball. Like to see that, Coach.
Yeah, and you see that in practice, too.
And following up with a turnover is not the offense.
Well, you know, did you notice, Ron, that every time that somebody will throw an errant pass, Amanda pauses. There's like a little pause there.
Like,
you know, like she's thinking, okay, now.
What are we going to do here?
Yeah, right. They're going up and down the floor pretty good right
yeah.
now.
I tell you, number two, Gaither, she's not afraid to go inside.
No, she's not. You know, she's
there's
used.
Holmes. Whoa. That's from the first row of bleachers. Sorry, Amanda.
Oh, you're fine. I get lost watching it too myself.
I just, you know, when she catches and releases, I mean, she was in the deep, deep
mm-hmm.
left corner.
And she can make that.
Yeah. Oh, that rimmed in and out. And you want to play more of a that's going to be our big problem tonight, Rod. We're going to be watching, and this is live radio. We're not
yeah,
going to be talking. But you want to play more of an up-and-down style. You want to press a little bit more.
Yeah, we
year.
Want to do – we've been working on the 2-2-1 press and the diamond press, so that way we can give two different options.
Wow,
and
that's two or three.
She's quick.
That's two or three drives she's made. Who
yeah.
is that again?
Kayla Walker.
Yeah, she's from Murphy. She is
wow.
super, super
Man,
quick.
Man, she just – slices through the defense.
Yeah.
That's
I
like
mean,
the third time she just shredded it.
We've had some quick kids, you know, on our team, but she's up there.
I think she's got one of the fastest first steps I've
yeah,
ever seen.
She does. She does. And she's not afraid to get on the floor. She's not afraid to take it up against Z, you know, get knocked down. She'll do it. And
sure.
She'll
There's
do it
Emily
all
Holmes.
Mm.
Nope. She's what, 1-for-4?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Tell her not to shoot.
It's scrimmage.
Yeah,
yeah.
Scrimmage.
Just a scrimmage.
Yeah, she's getting all their misses out right now.
Are you looking forward to the Jamboree Saturday up at Belleville?
It's next weekend. It's the 26th, yeah. I mean, we're going to be playing three pretty good teams, Parkland, Arkansas State, and Dyersburg. So that should give us a pretty good indication of where we're, you know, standing at. And then also we get up there and get to see some of our people in our region, too. So we may have a better idea of what we're going to be facing.
Well, let's let Amanda get over there and at least stand out there like she's coaching for 4 minutes.
I'll pretend like I'm doing something important.
And thank you very much, Coach. I know this is a little unusual, but we thought it'd be fun to try.
Yeah, this is fun. I like this. This is pretty cool.
Ron and I have done this for years, and they pay us to do it.
Well, maybe I should do this during a game.
Well, that would be unique, wouldn't it?
If we're having a good game or a bad game, we'll just
– you know how football coaches sometimes go up top and then they call stuff down.
I'll just do that. I'll just call it from here.
There you go. As long as we have that mute
beeper,
button, we can hit that one.
Give me a five-second delay, please.
All right, we'll let you get back over to the bench. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
And that is Amanda Shelby, the fifth-year coach of the Lady Vols.